Well, the question we have to ask is there an inconsistency among professing Christians about this holiday? Some Bible-believing Christians cringe. They shudder at the thought of Satan worship, the occult, seances and all. But how many of these same people will dress their children like witches, like ghosts, like skeletons, like devils, and send them out to trick-or-treat? How many smile approvingly at the church or Sunday school and youth organizations that have Halloween parties and have haunted houses as outreaches? Can any Christian give a scriptural or even a logical reason for participating or approving of that which is unmistakably associated with paganism, devil worship, witchcraft, and Romanism? Well, let's turn back in our Bibles to the fifth book, Deuteronomy, fifth book of the Bible, because I'd like to ask you a question tonight as we think about this. Are God's people governed by the Scriptures? Of course, we would say yes, that God has revealed His mind. Well, Deuteronomy 18, starting in verse 10, says this, 18:10, "There shall not be found among you anyone who makes his son or daughter pass through the fire, or one who practices witchcraft, or a soothsayer, fortune teller, one who interprets omens." By the way, they had so many things. They had necromancy, communicating with the dead, heptoscopy, you know what that is? Reading livers. These two. Do you know why out west they find all these animals gutted and empty? They'll find cows with their insides gone and their blood out in the range. They didn't take it for the meat. What'd they take it for? They want the organs and the blood. And they read and tell the future by looking at the liver. I mean, this is old stuff. This has been around since the devil started. Sometime after the first day of creation when he began his pernicious ways. But continuing, or a sorcerer. Verse 10 ends with that word. By the way, in the New Testament, and also the Septuagintal translation of this is the word pharmakeia, which has to do with drug-induced opening of the senses. And if you know anything about, I mean, I remember when I lived in Morocco, one of the common things, that was a place where hashish, any of you that were in the drug culture, you know that hashish was just almost free in Morocco. I mean, it grew everywhere, kind of like thistles in Broken Arrow before they started expanding the roads. I mean, it's just everywhere. And what would be common, Morocco also has a lot of coke ovens, you know, where they burn wood and make it into coke and they sell it. Not cocaine coke, coke for steel production. And those huge coke ovens, they look like they would be, you know, about half the size of this auditorium, just burning. And then they suffocate, take the air out, and it turns to black, to coke, and then they sell it. But what they used to have trouble with is these hashish, out-of-their-mind people, even while I was there in Morocco, they would run right into those coke ovens and immolate themselves. They would kill themselves. The demons would drive them right in. Remember how Jesus said, was told by the Father that the demon throws this child into the water and into the fire? And the crossover between being totally out of their minds, stoned with drugs, and the demons, it's almost like drugs totally open the spiritual part of a person's body to the spirit world with no screens, and everything can come in and possess and control. That's what the sorcerer, someone who's totally, often in the ancient world, sorcerers usually were around volcanic fissures because there's a lot of poisonous gases that come out of the earth. And have you ever heard of the Delphian Oracle, you know, and the Three Muses and all those people? Those were often, when they've excavated, they found there were fault lines and there would be the seepage of poisonous gases. And these people would actually get in a trance. They would lower them over that hole, the pit, breathe that stuff, and they'd go into a trance and they start prophetically telling people about the future and all that's connected with sorcery. Verse 11, one who conjures spells, a medium like my professor was, someone who can write down the messages, a spiritist, one who calls up the dead, we call that necromancy. For all who do these things are an abomination of the Lord, and because of these abominations, the Lord your God drives them out from before you. No, why was Canaan? I mean, we just came back from Israel. We saw the devastation. I mean, Israel just was a holocaust before World War II. I mean, they destroyed the Canaanites wholesale. Just men, women, children, animals, put the cities to the sword, everything. Why? Right here it says, because they, in Canaan, were abominably going after witchcraft. And God hates, it's an abomination to him, witchcraft. Verse 13, but you'll be blameless before the Lord your God. Verse 14, for these nations which you will dispossess, listen to soothsayers. The horoscope section, the astrology section, the Jeannie Dixon, you know, she's coming, is she still alive? Whoever, Edgar, he's not alive either. Whoever's doing it these days, you can buy the Inquirer that will give you 12 predictions for 19 or for 2000 or whatever. They're still around, all this stuff. The horoscope, the people that won't walk out of their house if their stars are wrong. I mean, there's actually people that believe the fortune cookie stuff. I mean, it's hilarious to us. I mean, but they really believe that stuff. But look at the nations, verse 14, which you will dispossess. Listen to those soothsayers and the diviners. But as for you, the Lord your God has not appointed such for you. Don't be involved. If you want to see another passage, look at Jeremiah 10. Keep going to the right. Jeremiah 10 says kind of the same thing, because Israel didn't heed the Lord. And Jeremiah 10, Jeremiah was the prophet for why Israel was being carried away into the exile. Hear the words which the Lord speaks to you, O house of Israel. Jeremiah 10, verse 2, thus says the Lord, do not learn the way of the Gentiles. Do not be dismayed at the signs of heaven. I mean, your lucky star, your horoscope, you know, what constellation you were born under. For the Gentiles are dismayed at them. The customs of the peoples are futile. One cuts down a tree. It's the work of the hands of the workman with the axe. They decorate it with silver and gold. They fasten it with nails and hammers so it won't topple over. And then they bow down to it. See how foolish it is. And what the Lord says is, you've learned all that. Leviticus 19:31 also says, regard not those that have a familiar spirit. Spiritism, demonic activity, it should not be found among you. If you just want to go back for just a minute, I might as well finish Deuteronomy 18, because some of you might want to write in all the current names for these. I did write these down for you. If you go back to Deuteronomy 18 for just a second, it says in verse 10, I'll go through the list and I'll read the current form of it. There shall not be found among you anyone that maketh his son or daughter pass through the fire. This is a reference to the worship of the pagan god Moloch, which was the state worship of Canaan. Or that uses divination. That's a false and pagan counterpart of prophecy. It was the act or the art of foretelling secret knowledge about the future. An observer of times, that's astrology. An enchanter, that's someone who could cast under a spell charm and rapture, that chanted magic words. A witch, divination connected to the worship of idolatrous and demonical powers. A charmer, that's a fabricator of material charms, you know, these amulets that you can wear around your neck, you know, the saint so-and-so thing. Do you see where all that stuff came right into Catholicism? The little thing that they used to have on their dashboard, the little things they wear around their necks. I remember when we were in football, you'd see all the big hulks with their little St. Christopher whatever, you know, thing, and you know, they kiss it before games and do all kinds of stuff. And that, right there, that is the charmer of this passage we're looking at. That's someone who worked with these amulets. A consulter with evil spirits. That's someone who inquired by familiar spirits. A wizard. That's a false prophet, a conjurer. One who summons a devil by oath, by incantation, or magic spell. And then the last one, the necromancer, is one in who seeks information by consulting the dead. I mean, that's Edgar Casey, that's Jeannie Dixon, that's all these people that had the seances where they would... Hitler was big into this. He wouldn't do anything in the war without checking with his Tibetan monks, which shows where all of the anti-Semitism was coming from. Well, Lord says, verse 9 of Deuteronomy 18, don't learn this, don't go after this stuff. It's obvious that the elements, the symbols, and the traditions of Halloween observance emphasize goblins, demons, witches, skeletons, ghosts, apparitions rising from cemeteries, which constitutes a dabbling with the very things the Scripture forbids to us, God's people, and is also an open invitation to demonic activity. What does Paul say in Ephesians 4? Neither give place to the devil.